Tonight, as we approach the one-year mark of the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol, we travel to a small town, 260 miles outside of D.C., where the impact of that day is still being deeply felt. Rocky Mount, Virginia, is home to two of the three active police officers who federal authorities have now charged in the storming of the Capitol building. Their involvement has deeply divided the town and resurfaced long-running debates over race, history, and politics. So where do they go from here? ABC's Devin Dwyer went there to find out.
The chaos that stunned the world on January 6th had roots in sleepy southern towns like Rocky Mount, Virginia. In the quiet foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, where moonshine and bluegrass are king and symbols of Donald Trump and the Confederacy are immortal.
We just accept it and we just take it for what it is. This is their land, this is their county, and we just live in it.
Rocky Mount is predominantly white and politically conservative. The passions poured out in the Capitol riot were no surprise here, but the involvement of two of their own sent shockwaves through the town.
Right.
Because we're the children of and those who took the worst fall of slavery and brutality that ever lived, that ever existed. Our parents survived the Middle Passage. Only the strong got here, and then we lost our name, our culture, our religion, and we're still here. So you may have a momentary victory, Mr. Bush, but you don't know who we are.
Pledge no allegiance, fuck the president's speeches. What the industry did to Pac, they did to Jesus. Raping his vocals and then destroying the message. Trying to deport us if they can't destroy and arrest us. Government front religious, but their heart is empty. Like a televangelist preaching out of his Bentley. Calling abortion murder in a medical building. But don't give a fuck about bombing Iraqi children. Talking like eunuchs in a fucking libretto. Look at their mansions and look at your suburban ghetto. The gulag, the new word where they send us to live, cause they don't give a fuck about none of our kids. That's why blacks and Latinos get the worst education, while devils run America like birth of a nation. Affirmative action ain't reverse discrimination. That shit is a pathetic excuse for reparations.
Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was you, nigga, it was you. Bush knocked down the towers. It was you, nigga, it was you, motherfucker. Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was you, nigga, it was you. Bush knocked down the towers. It was you, nigga, it was you, motherfucker.
They say the terrorism revolves around the Quran, but that's stupid. I show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if this country was invaded and crumbled, I'd turn Harlem into a Colombian jungle. And I wouldn't be fighting for a Christian nation. I'd be fighting for survival from extermination. I wouldn't fight for Fox News, them racist niggas. I'd be fighting for the hood, for the faceless niggas. For the immigrants America loves to despise, even though it needs them to make the economy rise. They feed us genetically modified garbage, so I repetitively reload the cartridge. Boston, New York, down to Atlanta. Guerrilla war in the swamps of Louisiana. Camera panoramas and hammers couldn't rock me. East coast to west coast, you can't stop me. And fuck Schwarzenegger, his pops was a Nazi. And it runs in the family, so run for the Grammys. Run to the coon picnic and try to pick up a mammy. But half of y'all are faggots trying to pick up a tranny. Eddie Murphy ass motherfuckers going commercial. Even Interscope is getting pimped by Universal. Green Tutankhamun lantern, a curse you and murk you. But the Bin Laden slush fund remix just hurt. Green Tutankhamun lantern, a curse you and murk you. Green Tutankhamun lantern, a curse you and murk you. But the Bin Laden slush fund remix just hurt.
Invasion. Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was you, nigga, it was you. Bush knocked down the towers. It was you, nigga, it was you, motherfucker. Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was you, nigga, it was you. Bush knocked down the towers. It was you, nigga, it was you, motherfucker.
Get it in. Political shit, street shit, club shit.
up to Congress to confront this egregious assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
They sing, they dance, they drum.
He gets very sick if he doesn't eat organic food. Literally, he will get physically sick.
To capitulate to terrorist demands, that no concessions policy remains in force. In spite of the wildly speculative and false stories about arms for hostages and alleged ransom payments, we did not, repeat, did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages.
The ballot of the bullet, some freedom or some bullshit. Will we ever do it bigger? Just keep settling for little shit. We brag on having bread, but none of us are bakers. We all talk having greens, but none of us on acres. If none of us on acres and none of us grow wheat, then who will feed our people when our people need to eat? So it seems our people starve from lack of understanding, cause all we seem to give them is some balling and some dancing. And some talking about our car and imaginary mansions. We should be indicted for bullshit we inciting.
children deaf and pretending it's exciting. We are advertisements for agony and pain. We exploit the youth, we tell them to join the gang. We tell them dope stories, introduce them to the gang. Just like our lover North introduced us to cocaine in the 80s when them bricks came on military plane.
A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
The end of the Reagan era. I'm like Lemma 12er, old enough to understand the shit had changed forever. They declared the war on drugs, like a war on terror. But what it really did was let the police terrorize whoever. But mostly black boys, but they would call us niggas and lay us on our belly while they fingers on their triggers. They boots was on our head, they dolls was on our crotches. And they would beat us up if we had diamonds on our watches. And they would take our drugs and monies as they pick our pockets. I guess that's the privilege of policing for some profit. But thanks to Reaganomics, prison turned to profits. Cause free labor's the cornerstone of U.S. economics. Cause slavery was abolished unless you are in prison. You think I ambush it and then read the 13th Amendment. Involuntary servitude and slavery it prohibits. That's why they giving drug offenders time in double digits. Ronald Reagan was an actor, not at all a factor. Just an employee of the country's real masters. Just like the Bushes, Clinton and Obama. Just another talking head telling lies on teleprompters. If you don't believe the theory, then argue with this logic. Why did Reagan and Obama both go after Gaddafi? We invading sovereign soil, going after oil. Taking countries is a hobby, paid for by the oil lobby. Same as in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'm a dinner jar, say they coming for Iran. They only love the rich and how they load the pole. If I say any more, they might be at my door. Who the fuck is that? Staring in my window, doing that surveillance on Mr. Michael Rinder. I'm dropping off the grid before they pump the lid. I leave you with four words, I'm glad Reagan dead.
Get this on
that's
one take.
Hey, come on, man.
Now,
turn out.
All you high fiving MAGA white boys drinking white claws care about your taxes more than human rights. Sign off, you know, mask wearing, big truck driving, blue lives matter, talking shit about the riots, double standard. Once the white folks went and tried it, they're patriots. No, those are terrorists, Brian. And all you liberals out there being silent while black people dying at the hands of police violence. They care more about animal rights and recycling and bicycling and the climate and toothpaste with iron. You two are complicit. You two getting brought up. Give it to you pro bono. You two are the problem. I'm right there with you. Silence on all us. Cut me in my privilege. Like, should I risk all this? Yes. And if you think I care to lose you as a fan, peace out, bitch. You know exactly where I stand. Trump's over. He lost. Social media kicked him off. He gone. Throw a party on the White House lawn. Retire the liar. Impeach that orange hoe. So long.
You're fired.
Trump's over. He lost. Social media kicked him off. He gone. Throw a party on the White House lawn. Retire the liar. Impeach that orange hoe. So long. It's like Trump is just a symptom that we ain't free from. The stole white supremacy that he would feed us. We celebrating, but to think a new era's begun. Still half the country feels the same way that he does. So what the fuck are we gonna do now? Biden my dog, but he close to getting put down. Surprise, another old white guy in the house who's fine. We just hold our breath when he opens his mouth. We thought 2021 was gonna save us. We thought that we were gonna all love our neighbors. We thought COVID was over being contagious. Nope, America's still armed, dumb, and dangerous.
Trump's over, he lost. Social media kicked him off, he gone.
Throw a party on the White House lawn. Retire the liar, impeach that orange hoe. So long.
You're fine.
He lost. Social media kicked him off. He gone. Throw a party on the White House lawn. Retire the liar. Impeach that orange hoe. So long.
You're fired. Wait for a second.
911, where's your emergency?
Karen always calls the cops. Karen never fucking stops. Never sleeps, always weak.
Tries to die every time.
Karen knocking on your door. Karen always wanting more.
She hates your hyena, who the spy?
Stops the party every time.
Her hair is burly, but still surely
tries to dive every time.
Let's a complaint to the cops. Make sure all the kids are stopped.
Nothing at that speech, you're at that.
Starts a party every time.
She don't like your barbecue, and there's nothing she won't do.
Black or brown, she's not down.
Tries to dive every time.
She thinks that she's up for class. Black girls want to kick her ass.
Harassing the arrow, that'll
stop the party every time.
No more party, no more fun. She won't rest until it's done. She'll kill your mom, you better hide.
No more party.
No more party, no more fun. She won't rest until it's done. She'll kill your mom, you better hide.
May I speak to your manager? I want to speak to the manager. And I want to speak to the police. I want to speak to the police manager. I am not a Karen.
Never conceded. Never.
It's Stoney. Hey, hey, yup.
Young Dizzle.
Deep state think they got away with the fair. Trump about to come back like he never left. The Insurrection Act, he had to sign that. January 6th was an inside job, no cap. They think they got away with the theft. Trump about to come back like he never left. The Insurrection Act, he had to sign that. January 6th was an inside job, no cap. FBI on some other loving bullshit. I'm about to bust off like a full clip. I'm tired of the circus, I'm tired of these clowns. I can't wait to watch all the deep state traitors go down. The whole Biden admin was established on treason. Trump behind the scenes, but you know it's MAGA season. You better get right with God if you ain't believing. Knock on my door for the vax, you leaving leaking. Deep state think they got away with the theft. Trump about to come back like he never left. The Insurrection Act, he had to sign that. January 6th was an inside job, no cap. Deep state think they got away with the theft. Trump about to come back like he never left. The Insurrection Act, he had to sign that. January 6th was an inside job, no cap. Biden failed Afghanistan, Biden armed the Taliban. Biden failed Americans, Biden robbed Uncle Sam. Damn, he don't need impeached, he needs arrested. He won a rigged election, so now we protesting. Patriots gather, and they call it terrorism. But at the same time spreading a virus to promote communism.
Come on, man.
That don't sound right to me. Oh, that vaccine, you ain't getting close to me, nah. Deep state think they got away with the theft. Trump about to come back like he never left. The Insurrection Act, he had to sign that. January 6th was an inside job, no cap. Deep state think they got away with the theft. Trump about to come back like he never left. The Insurrection Act, he had to sign that. January 6th was an inside job, no cap.
rhyme.
Andrew, even.